You know, they say that a dog is a man's best friend, but they can do a lot more than just pick up your paper and the slippers for you. They can act as very, very good therapy. And to talk to us about that this morning from Delta Dogs Therapy is the Newcastle Branch Regional Coordinator, Pam Withers. Good morning. Let's start by talking, Pam, about some of the services that Delta Therapy Dogs does provide in this area.
In this area, we go to all the nursing homes, drug, alcohol, rehabilitation centres, libraries, schools, anywhere where the dog can bring joy and therapeutic benefits to the client.
So what sort of difference do you see being the coordinator once a dog comes into someone's life and does act as therapy? What sort of changes do you see as that relationship develops?
Yeah, look, I could give you an example. The other week we went into one of the units, nursing homes, in the dementia unit, and the lady smiled. She looked up and seen the dogs, and the smile was bigger than the clowns down at Luna Park. It was a beautiful smile, and she stopped her. Well, she was not feeling very well, and she was pretty noisy, and she just calmed down and relaxed, and all she did was pat the dog and talk to the dog, and it just gave them a sense of feeling of being wanted and well-being.
It can sometimes be as simple as that, can't it?
Yeah, that's all it is.
Now, with that in mind, how can we get involved? Are you looking for volunteers also for yourself?
I'm certainly looking for volunteers in all areas. The dog's got to be 18 months of age or 10 or under, be of sound health, and be able to do just the basic obedience, like come, sit, down, stay, take food from somebody's hand, and really also to solicit pats. And I don't know many dogs that don't try to solicit pats from everybody.
They seem to, don't they? I was also reading as well that you've seen some dogs be able to calm down some of the violent people as well that are struggling with mental illness.
A good example was I was one in the units, and there was two nurses out with the gentleman on the in the courtyard, and he was absolutely destroying the courtyard, and the two nurses, one to look after the client and the other one to look after the nurse. So we had to go out there, and we went out there. The man looked up, seen the dog, fell on his knees, crawled all the way over to the dog and just threw his arms around the dog's neck and cried like a baby. And from then on, he was calm, and they said, "Can you leave the dog?" But as we said, no, we can't. But he was... You see all that sort of thing. They're just amazing. They say nothing, but they do a hell of a lot.
I was reading one other story as well when preparing to talk to you, Pam, that you knew a lady who had not spoken for 12 years.
Yeah.
And then saw the dog and that all changed. Can you tell me what happened there?
Oh, well, it was early in my... when I first started, we walked past this unit's bedroom windows on the outside, and this lady was in her room and she'd seen the dog go past. So by the time we got to the front door, the whole staff had congregated around the front door and said, "Oh," I said to the volunteer, "Gee, this is good. Everybody's going to make us a welcome." Next minute, this lady had pushed her way through the crowd, and she came over to us and said, "Gate that dog." And the volunteer looked at me and said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Oh, she just wants you to run around in a circle like in the show ring and hold your little pinky out." So she did that, and the lady come back and run her hands all over the dog and stepped back and said, "Best in show." And with that, I had staff members fainting and bursting into tears, and I thought, "Oh, what have we done?" But apparently this lady had not spoken for 12 years. The one that fainted, she said, "I've never heard her speak, and I've been here for 12 years. And she never comes out of the room, and she still does not come out of the room, only the day that the dog comes. And we have a spare lead for her, so she clips it on with the volunteer's lead, and she has a water bowl and some food, and she goes around doing the rounds with the volunteer. So it's that sort of thing that makes you want to do this job. It gives you such a warm and feel and fuzzy feel inside.
I imagine it does, because clearly that people can make this massive connection with the dogs, as we all do when we've had pets in our lives. But how long have you been with the service yourself, Pam?
I'm going into my 17th year.
That's a long time to be doing anything, isn't it?
Yeah, get this. Nearly as long as I worked. The pay.
Well, Pam, you're obviously keeping up those good works there. If we want to get involved, you've got a phone number or contact details for us?
Yes, they can either go on to www.deltasociety.com.au and fill out an application form. Or they can ring me, and I would, you know, tell them what they have to do, and when an assessment is coming up. So it's as simple as that. They can also, when they're on the website, they can have a look at the assessment, and will know what they have to be able to do. It's a YouTube of it there, and you just click on that, and it'll run through the whole assessment.
Excellent. Well, there's plenty to have a look at there. And with a bit of luck, Pam, we'll get some more volunteers for you. Thank you for spending your time with us this morning.
Okay, thank you very much for asking.
That is Pam with us from Delta Therapy Dogs. Some amazing stories there, isn't it? Pets as therapy. We know what the great work the dogs can do. 2NURFM.